This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite narcissistic host, Mr. Lee Hammack, a.k.a. Mr. Mental Illness himself. Today's episode is going to be about closure. Closure from your narcissistic ex or your narcissistic mate and whatnot. So I'm going to hop right into this one because this is like a touchy, this is one of like the biggest questions, the most often asked questions that I get on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or whatnot. And people always ask me, like, why won't my narcissist give me closure? Like, and this is, like I said, let me preface this by saying, like, if this is your first episode, I am a self-aware narcissist. Like, the big bag narcissist is here. Like, that is me. I'm not bad by any means, but I've been in therapy for 3 years, and I talk about my experiences, I talk about my life, and I talk about everything. I mean, I can try to answer questions from the narcissistic side of things. So, closure to you, like the normal person, like the empath or the narcissistic survivor, or not, closure to you is going to be probably what? Getting the knowledge of why your relationship ended, why the relationship didn't work and things like that. That's to you. That's to like the normal mind and things like that. Closure to a narcissist rarely ever happens because closure to a narcissist is power to the narcissist, like to the narcissist, to us, to the diagnosed, to the undiagnosed, to the self-aware, to the unself-aware. Closure is power. Closure is control. And you know, like, the everything about like the personality disorder is about control. Like, we want to control the narrative. We want to control how you feel. We want to control why the relationship ended and things like that. We don't, like, literally do not care about your perspective of why it ended. Like, our minds are trained or like set in stone of how it ended and why it ended. And why it ended is you. That's 100%. Here's the closure that you need from a narcissist. It was you. It was not us. And as crazy as that sounds, it doesn't have to be true. It's not the narcissist could cheat on you, could hit you, could do anything to you and still blame you for the relationship ended because you couldn't forgive him or her for their like adultery or for their mistreatment of you. Like, they will still blame you. So it's always going to be you. Here is your closure. You were too good for the narcissist. So the narcissist decided to find somebody else that was weaker, that they can manipulate, that they can gaslight and get more from, get more supply from, get more control from. There's one of your closures right there. You outgrew the narcissist. Like, you just literally outgrew them. The narcissist could not handle your growth. The narcissist could not handle where you were going in life and decided, like, hey, this person is going to leave me behind. I'm not going to be the center of attention in this relationship. So let me discard this person, or let me do something to make this person discard me. Because that's another video right there, but that's a discard that people don't normally talk about right there with narcissists. People don't normally talk about when the narcissist drives you so crazy that they make you leave them. Like, we make you leave us. So we have that frontline excuse. Say, hey, look, I tried everything I could to make this relationship work, but she didn't want, she decided that she wanted to see other people. He decided that he wanted to see other people. I can tell the kids, hey, look, the reason your mommy and daddy are not together is because mommy decided that daddy wasn't good enough. That's it. The reason you don't have a two-parent household is because mommy decided that she wanted to move on and find somebody better than daddy. And didn't want her two kids to be raised together, like in one household. And it literally will not be true. We have forced you to the point that you need to leave us for your own mental health, for your own sanity, for the kids' health and sanity. And we will still turn it on you. And we have that excuse. Like, hey, she left me. I didn't leave her. Like, she's the reason we broke up and things like that. So you outgrow the narcissist. That's another part of closure right there. There's your closure. Like, you just outgrew the narcissist. Like, three is going to sound terrible. Let me preface this. Like, this is a narcissistic channel, y'all. So, like, if you're not ready for some heat, you don't need to follow me or watch these videos or listen to this podcast. Because, three, you were not good enough for the narcissist standards. And that might hurt you right there. But that does not mean you were good enough for life. It does not mean you were not too good. That does not mean you are not an exceptional. I can't even talk right now. That does not mean that you are not an exceptional person. That just means that to the narcissist standards, which are weird, which we are looking for, like, not necessarily, we're not looking for weak people. We're looking for people that we can, like, you can hit your mind a little easier. We can take your mind over a little bit easier. You didn't meet that standard right there. And that is not a bad thing. It sounds bad when I say that at first, but it's not a bad thing that you don't meet the standards of the narcissist. Even though you love the narcissist so much, even though you love us so much, you just don't meet that standard that we need. You're too strong. You flexed. You grew up. You like you outpowered us and things like that. Another like here's another piece of your clothes right here. You are too attractive for us. Like me personally, like if you're watching this on video, to you, yeah, I might not be attractive, but I've literally been a published model before, so don't come at me like that. But you look better than us, and you make us uncomfortable. You look better than the narcissist, and you make us uncomfortable enough to like the point where we need to leave you. Like I need to be the pretty one in the relationship, quote unquote, the pretty one. I need people to admire my beauty and things like that, and not look at you as much. You know what I mean? And it's stupid. It's so stupid how the mind works. Like my mind works like that. And I hate it. But that's literally how my mind works. I need to be the pretty one. I need to work out. I need to be fit. I'm consumed with how I look. So if you look better, you make me uncomfortable. Like, that's just point blank, period. Like, you make me uncomfortable. And it's like, it's terrible to say, like, because you are an attractive person that you cannot control. A lot of times you can't control your attractiveness. And you make me uncomfortable with how good you look. So a lot of times in that situation, if you look better than a narcissist, if you are more appealing to them, if like you're 8, 7, 8, 9, 10, and the narcissist is like a 5 or 6, the narcissist will literally try to pull you down to their level. They'll make you self-conscious about going to the gym. They'll make you self-conscious about putting on makeup. They'll make you self-conscious about like I say, going to the gym. They'll make you self-conscious about like doing anything, eating good. Why are you eating so good now? Like, you know what I mean? Why are you doing this? You know, they will make you gain weight. They pull you down to that level. If they are 5 or 6 or 7, yes, I'm rating people by numbers. Like people going to come at me like that and say that. That's just, people have been rating people by numbers forever. So don't come at me like that. But if the narcissist is a 5 or 6 or 7 or 4 or something like that, they're going to try to pull you at 7, 8, 9 or 10 down to their level. So you can see how it feels to live like the lower half of society looks wise. It's stupid as hell. You try to pull them down to the deep end where they can't survive and stuff like that. You try to make them gain weight or not wear makeup or not do their hair or not paint their nails or not dress nice. It's stupid as hell, y'all. But like literally, that's how it goes. Literally, that's how the narcissist's mind works. They want to pull you down to their level to devalue you and make you feel like less than what you were when you met them. And that's why like a lot of times people leave the relationship with a narcissist. They feel like a different person. They feel like less than what they met them as. Like, I was a great person when I met him. I was a great person when I met her. And now they broke me. And that's what I see so much on TikTok. That's what I see so much on Instagram. They broke me. They did not break you. Being broken means you can be put. They didn't destroy you. They didn't eviscerate you. They just broke you. Being broken means you can put yourself together better than you were before. You can put yourself back together better. So the person you were when you met the narcissist, you can be better than that person when you leave the narcissist, when you get out of the relationship. You can be better. You can be a different, better version of yourself. You can be a more aware version of yourself when you met the narcissist. Like, point blank, period. You can do that. And like when you glow up, against a self-conscious narcissist like myself, and you glow up and you look better after you leave us and we leave you, God, it hurts so much. It hurts. It pains me in my stomach. Like, damn, she glued up. Like, she looks better now. And that's when they started to try to hoover you. That's when they started to try to bring you back into them right there because you look better now because you had to glow up. And a narcissist, like, trust me, they will literally say, they will literally use that as a reason why y'all didn't work out in your little closure session if you need it. Hey, you look so much better now. Like, if you'd have looked like this when we were together, maybe we would have worked out. And that might hurt your feelings. Don't let it hurt your feelings. That's the point. They want some kind of control over you because now you look better than what you did before. You were a 10 before, now you're a 12. And they're still a 4, they're still a 5. So you've glown up, like you had to glow up. Like, don't let them take your strength. Don't let them take your power and your energy and things like that, because you are literally in control. And the narcissist, like, literally hates that. Y'all, I promise you the narcissist hates that. There's nothing worse to a narcissist than, like, you glowing up and moving on and doing better than the narcissist. I promise you. That's, like, power. Literally, that's power. That's power, that's power, that's power. If you are more educated than a narcissist, they will leave you. They will leave you for being more educated than them, being smarter than them, having more world experience than them, being a better traveler than them. The narcissist, like, we need to be the victim. Hey, you got to travel the world when you were younger. Like, too bad for me. I didn't get to travel the world. I had a tough upbringing. You were blessed to travel the world, and now I'm the victim. All you did was travel. You know, I couldn't travel when I was younger. All you did was travel, and now I'm the victim. Now you, I wish I could, like, just give y'all, like, a view between in my brain, like, put a camera in my brain, let y'all see how it looks from the outside looking in. You know what I mean? You, like, I think y'all would trip out. Y'all would trip out. You really would trip out. You'd be like, damn, this dude is crazy. Like, how he sees the world, that is crazy. Like, anything, cause, like, me, people would describe me as a covert narcissist. They say, like, you're lower on the spectrum because you're so introspective. You can look back. Like, if me being lower on the spectrum makes you feel better, then, yeah, I'll be lower on the spectrum. I'm 100% a narcissist, though, y'all. I have to fight for my narcissist right sometimes. You know what I mean? And that's crazy. So, your closure to a relationship with a narcissist is knowing that you are better than a narcissist. Like, even if they leave you with kids. And that's tough, y'all. That's one of my triggers right there. Bad parents, I hate that. So, if you, like, even though narcissists abandon you with their kids, or they get you pregnant, have 3, 4, 5 kids, and move back home with their mom, they will still somehow feel like they're better than you. Even though they move back home with their mom after abandoning their kids, they still feel like they're better than you. In their little subconscious minds, in our little stupid minds, we feel like we're better than you. We're not. The unaware narcissist is a weak narcissist. And I pity the unaware narcissist. I really, really do. The self-aware ones, all of them are not good. All of us are not good people. Trust me. Some of the people use our self-awareness as a crutch to treat you worse. Like, hey, look, I got diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. This is who I am. Deal with it. You chose to be here. You know what I am. I went to therapy. This is what I am. Deal with it. What are you going to do? Therapy can be a crutch. Therapy doesn't make everybody better. A lot of people ask me that question, like, does therapy make you better? It has made me better, personally, because, like, I decided to use therapy as a weapon against myself. Like, I rage out against myself. I challenge myself. I'm my own biggest critic. I don't let the world criticize me. I'm my own biggest critic. Hey, you're a narcissist. Yep, I 100% am a narcissist. Am I proud of being a narcissist? No, I'm not proud. I can't control it. So I'm going to stir into it. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to own it. I'm going to own it and move forward with it. That's who I am. So, yeah, I'm going to keep this thing short. I know it's running long. 13 minutes. But, y'all, don't let closure hold you back with a narcissist. Closure truly is a weapon of the narcissistic person. Like, we will use closure against you to keep you there longer, to get you back, to hoover you back in. Oh, you want to have a conversation about closure? Let's have some great makeup SEX. Now you get pregnant from that closure SEX. Now you got kids by the narcissist that you didn't want or you didn't need. Now you stuck with the kids. Now you have to co-parent with a narcissist. Don't let closure hold you back. This is your closure. You have give yourself closure. Hey, I was too good enough for her. Hey, I was too good enough for him. There's your closure right there. Hey, that person was not mature enough for me. Hey, that person could not love me like I needed to be loved. There's your closure right there. You don't need another person to give you closure. Closure is your gift that you give yourself. Because a narcissist is not going to give you a gift without there being some strings attached to it. I promise you. Closure gonna come with something. Anyways, thank y'all so much. Like, find me on TikTok, Mental Healness, or Instagram, Mental_Healness. And, like, y'all, I start a new service. You have any kind of pressing questions, find me on links. Like, find me on TikTok, click my link tree, and ask me some questions or whatnot on Wisio, WISIO.com. Find me at Mental Healness, and let's get these questions answered for you. But anyways, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe, support. Thank you. I'm so thankful for y'all because this is my therapy, y'all. Like, I promise y'all, this is my version of therapy because therapy is expensive. I try to go at least once a month, but I can't make it all the time. Like, being able to talk to y'all openly and just express myself and give y'all my mind and my peace, it helps me as much as it helps some of y'all. And I, like I said, I help other narcissists. Like, there's no other way I can help other people with narcissistic personality disorder other than by kind of like attacking myself sometimes with how I think and how I act. But I'm thankful for y'all. I'm appreciative of y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe, and share. Thank y'all.